Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about the pain of shingles, and we have not done a show on shingles before.
I know. In all of our years, we're still hitting fresh material.
That's great.
The healthcare is a very broad subject. Uh-huh. And has a tremendous amount into it. So we can talk about things for forever, I guess, without even repeating ourselves.
Yeah, but the great thing it is not is that shingles is on the increase, on the rise.
It is. It's quite interesting that more and more people are getting shingles and the rate continues to climb. And they're not really quite sure why. Mm-hmm. It started about 1994 was when the increase started, and it continues. It's a very serious problem and causing a lot of grief for quite a few people.
So the increase has continued since 1994.
Yeah, that's what they found, and it's rather perplexing on why. There's all sorts of different theories on that. There was some slight increase before that. 1996 is when they introduced the chickenpox vaccination.
Okay.
So there has been some theories that the chickenpox vaccination has somehow led to an increase in shingles, but nothing on that has been proven. CDC definitely denies that. But there is that thought process, but there could be other reasons for that too.
Well, let's start with what is shingles, besides hanging on the roof of your house. I'd like to know how they came up with that name.
Sure. Well, the same thing that causes shingles also causes chickenpox. So it's the exact same virus. So what happens is virus on that is varicella zoster virus. When it becomes shingles, they call it herpes zoster. But you get the chicken pox, and once you get a virus, you've kind of got it for life. And the main place that the virus goes is it goes into the nervous system. So it goes, settles into the nervous system, and lies dormant. When you start to get older, the older you are, the more likely you are to get shingles. So most people get it. It's not very common below the age of 40, though that is increasing, the number of people who are getting it below that. But usually it's after 40, most of the time 50, and the older you are, the more likely you are to get it. So what happens is it settles into the nervous system, and then the pattern of the shingles, one of the distinguishing marks is it follows a nerve. So it seems to spread through the nerve, and the thing that you're looking for is the pain goes right along a nerve. Mm-hmm. It's deep under, deep. It's mm-hmm. not like a surface type pain. And then you start to get the eruptions after about 5 days. Usually only lasts 2 to 4 weeks, but it follows the nerve pathways, and it could be up in the head, neck, could follow upper motor neurons. It could most commonly it follows in the dorsal spine.
Okay, and that's the thoracic area.
That's the thoracic area around
the
rib cage.
Chest area.
Right, and usually it's just one sided.
Oh, interesting.
Though it is becoming more common that it could be multi-sided, mm-hmm. Which is a little bit more difficult to, distinguish on that. But usually it's just a one-sided type of a pain and outbreak on that. So, there are some distinguishing marks along those lines. But it's a very, very painful process and not something that people really want to experience.
I remember one patient coming in years ago, mm-hmm. and it was on her jawline up into her ear.
Yeah, and that can be rather dangerous, especially if it gets up into the head, around the eyes, up into the ears, because you can get blindness and hearing loss from it.
Mm. And we're going to talk about treatment here at the Prather practice later on. But who is at risk for shingles?
Well, one of the reasons that it seems to hit older people is because of decrease in the immune system. Mm. As you get older, the immune system starts to decrease. But shingles is more of an opportunistic. So if your immune system starts to drop, if different types of factors in your life, stress can kick it off whenever the immune system drops along those lines. If you're taking certain medications, that can kick off shingles too. So any of those different types of things can be a cause of shingles. One of the things that is very people don't realize is that cholesterol lowering medication is a big factor for kicking off shingles, because cholesterol is what coats the nerves and also makes the cell walls strong. And viruses, what they do is they come up to a cell, puncture through, and then replicate inside the cell. And then they burst the cell open, and then they go to other cells. But if you have a strong cell membrane, matter of fact, one of the main things that we look for when we are fighting viruses or trying to prevent viruses is find different ways to strengthen up the cell wall membrane. And a good cholesterol supply makes a big difference along those lines. There's monolaurin, there's different ways to strengthen up the cell wall, and it does wonders against viruses. So looking at those types of things, of course, any type of a steroid, almost all medications will decrease the immune system. A common thing that can happen is you get shingles after taking an antibiotic. So you take the antibiotic. I had a patient recently who came in with shingles, and she had gone into the dentist and needed to take an antibiotic because of a heart condition. And it's absolutely true. She needed to take it. Took the antibiotic and then couldn't go ahead with the dental procedure because she had developed shingles. So, and because antibiotics will lower the immune system for 3 months after a 10-day supply. So that's one of the things that can kick it off. Steroids, of course, weakens the immune system. Any time that you are being treated for cancer, any type of autoimmune disease, all those different types of things can kick up the possibility of shingles.
Yeah, because it's a virus, right?
It's an opportunistic virus. It is looking for your body to get weak, and when it does get weak, then it takes off on you.
It's interesting you said cholesterol-lowering drugs, because there's been an increase
in cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Yeah. And, you know, I was sitting at a restaurant. He's dropping to the conversation behind me. Shouldn't have been doing that, but I was by myself. And these older men were talking about their cholesterol, how low it was. And, you know, they were so proud of themselves getting it lower and lower. And I said something. And he goes, well, he's a doctor. And I'm, okay. You know, but they were so proud of their cholesterol lowering. And people don't even realize they need their cholesterol.
Right. There is an optimal, you know, in other words, you can go too low on cholesterol. Matter of fact, if you go 90 or below, you know, you die.
Yeah. I think his was 90. He was like, yahoo.
Cholesterol is an important part. Of course, this isn't a cholesterol talk.
Yeah, I know.
But it does play a part in shingles.
Right.
Cholesterol is the building block of your body. So cholesterol is very necessary to be able to make hormones. It also makes vitamin D. And you need a certain amount of cholesterol. Matter of fact, the people, you know, you look at the people who are living, you know, to 110, you know, anything over 100, almost all of them have one factor that's very common. So they have high cholesterol. They have a very high HDL, so they don't have, you know, a lot of issues with cardiovascular disease, because the HDL is what transports the cholesterol back to the liver to be processed. So as long as it's the ratio that's most important, because I had a lady who came in who had a 120 cholesterol, and her doctor had told her what great cholesterol she had. But of course, she was extremely fatigued and had had two bouts of cancer. And she was in her 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
But she had, 120 cholesterol, but she only had a very low HDL, so she had a 10-to-1 ratio. She was a walking heart attack. So not only did she have a whole... Yeah, so, you know, the doctor got it completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ratio that's most important. So you can have low cholesterol and be a walking heart attack because of the ratio. You can have 300 cholesterol, have a good ratio, and
be
more healthy. I mean, I had one gentleman, 95, and this guy was, I mean, he had a body that most 20-year-olds would have wanted. 95.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in great shape, hadn't been sick, and, he would go dancing. He had a 30-year-old wife.
That did it.
And
don't you get any ideas when you're 95? Yeah, yeah.
But he had a 300 cholesterol and 120 HDL.
Yeah.
And I said, and he had come in because his doctor had said, well, this cholesterol is way too high. We need to lower it. He started to take the cholesterol-lowering medicine. And he says, I don't feel good. And he says, I'm tired, and I've gotten sick, and I haven't remembered when I got sick before. And he says, the thing that he was saying as an older guy, he says, and my nature stopped working.
That's probably what really motivated him.
That really motivated him. His nature stopped working, and he was used to his nature working twice a day. 95, and I'm like, okay, I got to take notes on this guy. But I sit there and looked at his numbers, and he had a 300 total cholesterol, 120 HDL. And I said, what you need to do is go down to a pier, get to the edge of the lake, and throw the cholesterol medicine as far as you possibly can.
You could flush it down the toilet,
too. Yeah. if you ever want to see a doctor again, come and see me, because I think doctors are more of a danger to you than actually a help. Because I couldn't even find anything I needed to adjust on the guy.
Uh-huh. Structurally.
Structurally. I mean, it was just like crazy. So, if you have a really bad ratio, I mean, if... anything that's a ratio of 6 or above, I can't argue taking cholesterol medicine.
Hmm.
But anything below that, the benefit, the risks outweigh the benefits.
Yeah, and we got off there a little bit.
But anyway.
Because,
but it has a direct, result on the shingles.
Right. When we come back, more on the pain of shingles.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system, and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when...
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where, you know, you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this right. was normal. And
yeah. I say, no, that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists not reading lab tests properly. Mm-hmm. To really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the pain of shingles. And Dr. Prather, how common is shingles?
Well, 1 in 3 people are going to wind up with shingles in their life right now.
1 in 3 people?
1 in 3 people.
So if we had one more person in this room, one of us
would wind up with, well, it's guaranteed one of us would wind up.
It won't be us two.
So
we haven't had it yet. We, you know,
right. And if you keep up your immune system, you know, your risk really goes down. So it's 1 in 3 people. You are twice as likely if you're a female than a male to get it.
More stress.
That's probably true. Probably because they're with guys. But and then also if you are a black, you have 50% less chance of getting it than a white person.
You have any theories on that?
I don't know. But interestingly enough, blacks have a higher cholesterol.
Well, this 95-year-old man
was
a black man. Yeah.
Correct. Uh-huh. And he had never had shingles.
Yeah. Interesting. What are the symptoms of shingles?
Well, shingles, you know, when you first start out, you don't get the rash. It's usually, you know, 1 to 5 days after you've kind of gotten it. But you start to feel, you could get the fever, you get an underlying pain. A lot of people, patients that I have, come in who we diagnosed them with shingles, thought that they had, you know, like a rib out of place or, you know, they were out of adjustment.
Something internal, like an internal pain?
Well, they can feel, they always say it's kind of an odd pain going across there, or it could even be just like an itch and not really having a pain. But it follows a dermatome, so it can be mistaken for, you know, a thoracic subluxation or a rib head out of place. So there can be those types of mistakes. Sometimes you also get some nausea, some fever. It's like having a virus.
Yeah, because it is a virus.
Right. You can feel like you've just come down with a virus with a pain across the back is the most common things that can occur. You know, and usually most of the time it's one-sided. You know, it's either up in the head, face, neck area, or down into the dorsals usually. Lumbars aren't as quite as common, but I've certainly seen it there. And it's definitely always a, well, it's not always, but most of the time it's a one-sided type of pain. And, you know, really most people don't diagnose it on themselves. They usually have to go to a doctor, and someone who's familiar with it can pick it up.
Now, does it develop, you know, because I've seen it, like a rash on everybody or not necessarily?
Not all the time, but oftentimes you'll start to get some pustules. you know, where that rash starts to kick up. And that is, that's sort of, you know, when everybody goes, aha,
shingles.
You know, I know what that is. It usually will last about 2 to 4 weeks.
So can shingles be dangerous?
Shingles can be dangerous. There are 96 deaths a year on shingles, and about 11 to 12% of it, of the people, form what's called post-herpetic neuralgia, PHN.
Okay.
And the even though the shingles is gone, they continue to have pain, which can last months or even years.
Is that because of nerve damage?
That's because the nerves are overexcited, overstimulated, and it can be a rather very damaging type of thing to people's quality of life. If it does get, it can cause blindness if it gets up into the eyes. It can also cause hearing loss, which I've had patients with both of those who came in to me. If it gets up into the brain, then it can cause a encephalitis and can actually lead to death. Those are the 96 deaths that occurred.
Wow.
So it is something to be taken seriously and treated accordingly.
So when should a person see their doctor?
You know, the if you get something, some odd, you know, problems along those lines, those should be checked out.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of just letting it go and kind of ignoring it isn't really a good idea. So if you have some strange symptoms along those lines, be aware that it could be shingles, and the sooner that it can be treated and, you know, made aware that it's a problem, the better.
And it won't always itch, correct?
Not always, but, you know, getting on to it would be something that would be helpful.
And when you say dermatome levels, those are levels that
go across the body.
Across the body, yeah.
Across the body, yeah. Follows the nerves as they're going through. Of course, most people don't know the patterns of nerves. But it's interesting. People come in and say, Doc, it runs just like this. And I go, oh, shingles.
Everybody saw that.
Right. Well, couldn't they tell what was going on
there? Dr. Breather, are shingles contagious?
Interestingly enough, you don't get shingles from someone, but you can catch the virus.
Okay.
So when shingles can be something that can be caught is when the pustules are open. So, you know, the way that you do a lab test to find out for sure that there's shingles is you do a culture on that, grow that, and you can see the virus in there. So the virus are coming out through the pustules. So during that time, one, you shouldn't touch it because then you've got the virus on your hands. You should cover it. So there should be some gauze over it so that it doesn't spread to other things because it can be contagious. You shouldn't itch it because that just
scratch
makes it,
it
worse. You know, so those types of things. At once the virus is scabbed over, then it's no longer contagious. But it is something to be aware of. Now, someone who if you catch it and you haven't had it before, then you get the chicken pox. You don't get shingles.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you haven't had chicken pox before.
If you haven't had chicken pox before, if you're over 40, you are 99.5% have already had chicken pox.
If you're over 40.
If you're over 40.
Well, in our day and before our day, you know, if someone in the neighborhood had chicken pox, everybody was sending their kids over there. We actually did that.
All right.
To get the virus so they'd have the immunity.
Right. Yeah. Nowadays with the younger generation, now that they've started the vaccination programs, most of the people have never had chickenpox. So we're not quite sure what kind of effect that's going to have on shingles in the future. So it's sort of a up in the air whether it's going to help or make it worse.
So how can shingles be prevented?
Well, of course, keeping your immune system, your health up are all very important aspects. But there is a vaccination that's out there that is 50%. The studies that they found is it cuts down on shingles by 50%. The one that the CDC recommends is Shingrix, is the newer one. The older one is Zostavax. The CDC does not recommend that one because it's not as effective as the Shingrix, but they have found that it does cut down on the possibility of shingles by 50%. And they have found in their studies that if you do have the shot, if you do get shingles, then you have a less of an outbreak. Mm-hmm. And it cuts down on the possibility of the post-herpetic neuralgia. So they do it in two doses, and they recommend that for everyone 50-plus years old.
Okay. Okay. Are there any risks using, for this vaccination?
Sure. They find a normal risk where there's about 2% of the population that have negative effects. Mm-hmm. I have had three patients who came in who, now, according to the CDC, this doesn't happen, that it's just happenstance, but I have had three patients who got the shot and within a week had shingles, had not had shingles before. Mm-hmm. Now, the explanation on that from the vaccination makers and the CDC is that was just happenstance. Mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with it, but I couldn't convince those three people of that. Mm-hmm. So, being aware of those types of things,
If you're going to get the vaccine, make sure your immune system is strong.
Well, there are certain things that you should not be sick. There are certain things that are going on. Mm-hmm. So, the healthier you are, the less likely you are to have a reaction. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I would say if you have an immune-compromised system, if you are taking medicines that could kick off and kind of contribute to shingles, mm-hmm. then I would probably get the vaccination. So, again, it's sort of on an individual type of basis on how you view that. I work from the natural standpoint, personally, mm-hmm. and go through prevention along those lines. I'm 61. Have not gotten the shingles vaccination.
You're 61.
I'm 61. Didn't know that. Still going to stay with me. But I work very diligently on keeping my immune system up. I keep a good balance on my pH, and I prefer to work through it as in a natural type of standpoint. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we provide here. But for those of who don't keep themselves up, things like that, I would probably say the shingles vaccination is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about the natural ways of treating shingles that we do here at the Prather Practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
The seat of the emotions in the Old Testament was the bowels. Boy, that'd ruin a lot of good love songs, wouldn't it? Don't tell my bowels, my achy, breaky bowels. I left my bowels in San Francisco. What'd they do for love songs? I mean, think about it, ladies. If you were in the Old Testament, can you hear your husband? He puts you in his arms. He goes, oh, baby. Baby, you move me, baby. Not the same as the heart, is it?
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about the pain of shingles, and very interesting talk. I'm glad we're doing this. Yeah. It's a virus, the same virus as the chickenpox.
Correct.
But they call this the herpes.
Right, it's the secondary infection that occurs with the chickenpox virus.
Oh, it's the secondary, okay.
So you get the primary where you get the chickenpox.
Yeah.
That's how it first manifests. And any time that you first get the varicella virus, the first manifestation is chickenpox.
Okay.
The second manifestation is what we call shingles.
Gotcha. All right.
And you can get it third, fourth. I mean, I've had patients who came in we're getting tired of who are on their 10th round of shingles.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Not fun.
No. So it's not like chicken pox where you get it once.
Right. Chicken pox, you get it once.
Uh-huh. But
shingles, you can get it on multiple times. And interestingly enough, it usually happens during the summer.
Hmm.
Most outbreaks, it's more common to get it during the summertime than in the winter.
You
and usually in
that?
Areas, usually in areas that have sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about some natural products that can prevent shingles or help with shingles.
Main thing is to boost the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few different ways to boost the immune system. There are a bunch of different herbs, vitamins, minerals. Zinc is probably one of the things that I think about.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping your cholesterol levels at a normal level is very important. The strength of the cell walls. So some monolaurin is a fantastic way to strengthen the cell wall.
Now, is monolaurin an herbal or a...
No. It's actually an amino acid.
Oh,
so
okay.
It helps to strengthen up the cell walls.
Okay.
So it's part of the building blocks, and you can take different products along those lines. The varicidin that we use from Ecological Formulas is a great, and they also have a monolaurin. So you can look for that type of a product.
And that builds up the cell wall.
Builds up the cell wall and helps to really prevent. Not only does it help to prevent shingles, but it also helps to prevent influenza. Any Epstein-Barr virus helps to fight that. Any time that you build up the cell walls, it makes a big difference. Lysine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you use lysine for the outbreaks of herpes on the mouth.
Ah.
And lysine is another thing that helps to strengthen the cell walls,
mm-hmm.
which is an amino
Interesting.
Acid. So those are all things. Your vitamin C, B vitamins, vitamin D levels are critical. Some of the herbs that can help out with that, Lomatium disecutum is an herb that's known to boost the viral fighting capacity of the body. Uva ursi helps out. Oregano.
I like that name.
I know. Isn't that a cool one? Olive leaf. There are a ton of herbs that are well known that are effective in boosting the body's ability to fight viruses. Stimulates
and it's
the
nice
system.
When people come into the Prather Practice, we can see specifically
which ones are going to work the best for
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that really, really helps out. Homeopathics are mm-hmm. extremely helpful to boost the immune system. Adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Chiropractic adjustments.
Chiropractic adjustments have been shown to boost the immune system.
Well, I would think, too, because it's working on the nervous system.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Endocrine system working properly. The nervous system and the endocrine system tell the rest of the body how to work. So if you have a compromised immune system, compromised endocrine system, the immune system can't possibly work as well as it should.
Mm-hmm.
Good functioning liver, kidneys, you know, the detoxification of the body is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, just getting the body back into homeostasis, and that's what we talk about all the time.
Mm.
There are, of course, two different ways that that healthcare can be approached, and the FDA recognizes both. One is the disease care, where we do the vaccinations or we do antiviral types of agents, all very, very helpful in these types of situations, but also then from a structure function standpoint,
mm-hmm.
where we're bringing the body back into balance, which is homeostasis, and homeostasis is the definition of health. So you have the disease approach and you have the health approach. You can fight the disease process and you can also improve the health of the body. And the two aren't antagonistic to each other. The way that we look at healthcare and the way that the people that I respect out there, it's a pretty common conclusion that they find is that 80% of all healthcare should be structure function based, mm-hmm. which is what we do here at the Prather practice, and then 20% should be disease based, which is where specialists come in. That's where you get into the pharmaceuticals, vaccinations, surgeries, those types of things. To get a properly functioning healthcare system, you need to integrate the two, and they need to work together for the benefit of the patient. We do not feel that structure function is the final answer for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've certainly sit there and told people that probably they need to go out and get certain vaccinations and certain pharmaceuticals
mm-hmm.
and surgeries. I've recommended. Matter of fact, I've had to push for a few of those. So we don't think that structure function is the only answer. But we feel that it is a missing part of the healthcare system.
Mm.
And if we can add it into the disease care, we could see amazing improvement in the health of America and a decrease in the cost. And that's what America needs. So that's sort of our mission.
Amen to that.
Right.
Amen to that. Yes.
We do definitely see the benefit from both.
Mm-hmm.
And try to work under both. Mindsets.
And we do that here.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have a medical director, we have a nurse practitioner on staff, and we see that 80-20.
And one thing is keeping alkaline.
Mm.
Almost a very interesting aspect of shingles is that the more acidic you are, the more it takes off and the worse the symptoms. Mm-hmm. So if you can shift the body into an alkaline state, the shingles decreases. And if you are more alkaline, then it's less likely for the shingles to develop in the first place.
And I think being more alkaline is helpful for a lot of things.
It's very helpful for a lot of things. But you can see a dramatic difference. One of the things that we've tried to do is for the chronic shingles patients is make sure that they get alkalized. And I had a patient who had had a outbreak for 8 years of shingles.
Oh my gosh!
On their face, across their ears,
mm.
had caused hearing loss, extremely painful, had kept them from working, had put them on disability,
mm.
and we started the process on working with her. The first thing was that she was in terrible pain, and we use something called Burn-Aid Spray by Energique.
That. Uh-huh.
It's a homeopathic formula. It has about 8 different homeopathics in it. Sprayed it on there, and the pain relief was almost instantaneous.
Yeah, that's the Burn-Aid Spray.
Burn-Aid Spray, you know, not only was that, but we had a patient who was out in Colorado. Well, it wasn't our patient. It was a daughter of a patient
mm-hmm.
That was coming in and just thought that they would ask me because their daughter was hospitalized with shingles covering most of her head.
Oh, my goodness.
Had lost her hair, and they had had her in the hospital for 3 months, couldn't figure out what to do for her.
Mm.
And so I sent out the burn aid spray. They sprayed that over. And the hospital started to use burn aid spray.
That's awesome.
They were like, what was that?
It's homeopathic.
Right. They were shocked that a chiropractor out in Indiana sent them something that works so effective. And they were willing to do it because they were at a wit's end.
Yeah.
Well, she was at her wit's end. Yeah, she was at her wit's end. They were at her, they thought she could die from it. Mm-hmm. Immediate types of changes. So the burn aid spray is just like magic when it comes to, literally just like magic when it comes to shingles, to get things under control. So then you can get to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. But with her, one of the things is that we just started her on some a program to get her alkalized, and that just made all the difference in the world.
Oh, so she came in after...
Well, no, the other patient I was talking about. The one out in Colorado, I never did see her.
Uh-huh.
I just sent her information and got her over it.
Yeah.
But the other one we were seeing, who had had that outbreak for all that time, and getting her alkalized along with everything else that we did, because we found some other infections in the gut, so there was more of a systemic problem.
Yeah.
The underlying that was kind of preventing
systemic.
That. And we find that quite often, that the shingles is not existing on its own, but there's an underlying issue that also needs to be taken care of.
And I'm sure diet plays, which we're going to talk about. When we come back, let's talk more on the treatments, the natural treatments that are available for shingles.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models. They gave the structure function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating. And they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that freedom, yeah. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the pain of shingles, and very interesting show, very interesting, Dr. Prather. We're talking about the natural treatments for shingles, and I've seen, you talked about the Burn-Aid spray. I know that helps with the pain. Absolutely. Does it also help internally?
It seems to. You know, the probably one of our biggest secrets for shingles is red laser.
Red laser acupuncture.
Right. Mm-hmm. We do red laser across the shingles, and that, you know, has always been a key. Mm-hmm. You know, for the lady that had the shingles across the
ear,
head and ear, mm-hmm. For all that time, the red laser just clearing that up. And if we can get started on that right away, shingles just disappear so quickly.
The sooner the better.
Sooner the better, but even for those chronic types of cases, and even for the long-term type of one, the PHN, mm-hmm. The post-herpetic neuralgia, the red laser is one of the major keys on getting that taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I can't emphasize enough, if you have shingles or have the aftermath of shingles with some of the residual pain, if you can get somebody with some a good red laser over that area and just follow that through, then your results will be phenomenal.
And the sooner the better.
Anytime that you can start the treatments, the less you suffer and the less damage that occurs to the nerves.
And you talked about chiropractic adjustments helping.
Yes.
How does chiropractic adjustments help with shingles?
It's interesting, but the shingles will usually start to manifest itself over a subluxated nerve. So a nerve that has some pressure on it, if you can get the pressure off of there.
From the vertebrae?
From the vertebrae. You get very good results.
Mm-hmm.
So the chiropractic, again, people who come in have the shingles. I do different adjustments that are connected to the nerve that's associated with that and get very, very good results. Now, you have to be a gentle adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But,
which we do here.
Yes, mm-hmm. But it's very, very effective and should be an important part of any type of shingles treatment.
Well, let's talk about what role does diet play with shingles?
The diet is important. One, of you know, you diet controls your immune system. Mm-hmm. You eat a whole bunch of sugar, you eat a whole bunch mm-hmm. of acidic types of foods, you're going to be sick and will kick up shingles. The other things is that some of if you already have shingles, there are certain foods that are known to make it worse. And anything that has high levels of arginine, which is an amino acid, can really make shingles a lot worse and also help to kick it off. So that would be chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate is number one. Chocolate is known as a big no-no for shingles.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible?
Uh-huh.
Is that
milk chocolate?
Yeah. I had a gal who was in a multi-level chocolate thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for weight loss and everything
uh-huh.
like that.
I remember that.
And she had started it and had three bouts of shingles.
Oh, she was eating it? Not just selling it.
She wasn't just selling it, but she was eating it almost on an every meal type of basis. That was her main food group, which she loved.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, chocolate chocolate is gone. You can't do chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And that was, you know, oh, no, that, you know, because it was just so good for her.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, not for your shingles. That's why you've had three cases of it. So chocolate is probably the worst. Peanuts, anything with soybean, which it's in so many different types of things. As a matter of fact, the entire legume family is bad for shingles. Nuts. Seeds, carob, so you can't replace your
chocolate with carob.
And coconut.
Oh, I love coconut.
Yeah, coconut is also a problem.
Uh-huh.
Red meats you should cut down, fried foods, and really no carbonated beverages.
carbonated beverages
are just really make shing. Matter of fact, one person couldn't figure out why they were getting flare-ups. Mm-hmm. It was every time that they drink a carbonated drink, even if it's a non-sugar one.
Mm.
So any carbonated, because it's very acidic, very acidifying, and it's an immediate type of a flare-up type.
Well,
of
I was telling you because I was feeling acidic and and I cut out coffee this
coffee
week.
Coffee is also,
and already I feel a difference.
Because you were acidifying your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, now, the things that you should eat are anything with high lysine. So, eggs are the highest thing with lysine. Mm-hmm. Fish, milk, cheese. Brewer's yeast is very good.
Beer? And,
yeah. Yeah. Well, the carbonation is not good for you,
uh-huh.
though. Fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are the types of things you should go, and the more... the more alkalized they are, the better. Persimmons, by the way.
You love persimmons.
I love persimmons. And persimmons are really good for shingles because mm-hmm. they're so alkalizing.
But they're out at a certain time. You have to catch them at the right time.
Well, you can freeze them and get them anytime.
You can.
Yeah, you can get over there. Yeah.
Having me freeze it.
Well, I mean, you can buy them frozen. There are places you can order it and get it all year round. But, you know, anything that's apple cider vinegar, I mean, all those different types of things. The more alkalizing you can get, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Oatmeal baths are really good for it.
Ah, yeah.
And then also a bath with apple cider vinegar also helps out, too.
Oh, interesting. You just put that. Well, actually, you do that for us. Yeah,
right.
Put that in there. So, we talked a little bit about this, but let's reiterate. How can someone keep the immune system up?
The normal things. I mean, you know, just what mom used to always tell you. Get plenty of sleep, mm-hmm. eat right, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the three basics. But the other things is, you know, first, so many people don't know that their immune system's
right. They just keep going and going till they crash. Yeah.
And you have to do lab tests to find out how things are working in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a good blood test that shows up your immune system. The immune system comes from the gut, so getting a stool sample, finding out how the immune system is doing in the gut, too. So those are just basic types of things. Yearly excellent lab tests are critical, and then someone who will analyze it, and not just say, well, you don't have a disease process, but really, how's your homeostasis?
Mm-hmm.
Is your immune system really working properly? And it's amazing how many people we have come in here who don't have a proper functioning immune system.
Yeah.
And need to work on that to get that better.
And supplementation's important.
Supplementation, you know, when people say, I don't want to take any more pills or medicines, and I said, well, you know, there's pharmaceutical pills, but then the pills that we use are just concentrated foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're concentrated herbs, mm-hmm. they're concentrated beets, they're concentrated beet tops. And they said, well, can I, you know, just do it dietary? So I give them a list of what the diet would look like if they weren't taking the pills. And they say, I think I'll take the pills. Just because we don't, we're not willing to do a lot of it. That's why we give so many supplements out, is it's concentrated foods to get what we aren't going to do because we're not that disciplined.
Right. Well, I know I was in a car accident three weeks ago, and structurally I was fine. But then we checked, my immune system was affected
right.
from from the stress of a car accident, and you gave me a vitamin C powder to build up, some charcoal cartilage, and felt so much better. I needed that supplementation at that time.
Any type of a trauma is going to take down the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Prather, we just have a few seconds to close. What would you like to close with?
One of the things I encourage people is to find a good structure function doctor and make sure that you get proper care throughout your entire life, because just like you maintain your auto, you need to maintain your health, which is even more important.
Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.